Have a listen to this. This sound will creep you out, probably, when you find out what you're listening to. It's part of a soundscape of the Temple Bar area in Dublin made by Tom Lawrence. It was commissioned by the Maiden Temple Bar Festival for a series of events they're holding in association with the Radio 1 Documentary Hour. What's going to happen is this. During the Maiden Temple Bar Festival in July, there'll be a series of listening events where members of the public will gather together to listen to radio documentaries. It sounds weird, but trust me, it works. You're sitting there in semi-darkness and you're all sharing the same listening experience. And it's great. It's a bit like the difference between watching a DVD and going to the cinema. As I say, we'll be playing documentaries and a special series of Curious Ear programmes that the Maiden Temple Bar Festival have commissioned. Each programme is being recorded in and around Temple Bar. One of those making the programmes is Tom Lawrence. He's a composer and lecturer in film music in DCU, but also he records wildlife for the BBC. So for the Maiden Temple Bar Festival, he decided to go around the area with his wildlife microphones.
If you travel to Temple Bar any time during the night or day, you just become aware of this constant festival of sounds. From the sounds of skateboarders and street performers of Central Bank, sounds of rolling beer kegs on the streets, buzz of entertainment and nightclubs and busy restaurants, stilettos, a snake of cars that seems to glide continuously along the quays, choirs of celebrating sports fans and echoes from the buildings of the next street around the corner, voices from every nationality, from every corner of the world. It's a very modern city with a very urban soundscape. There's probably only one or two times of the year in which you become acutely aware of other sounds in Temple Bar. Just last January, during the really bad cold snap, icicles started to hang from the Halfpenny Bridge. Snow turned to ice and the Liffey started to freeze. And there was this really wonderful winter landscape that just enveloped the whole of Dublin. What was lovely was when the icicles started to turn green, yellow and gold under the lights of the Halfpenny Bridge. And in that sound space, as the temperatures plummet and the Liffey starts to freeze, an unnatural silence descends. And it's during that time that you can really start to listen. During the ice, I travelled to Temple Bar Square. And I have this special pair of homemade headphones which allow you to listen to sounds coming off electrical devices. Past ATM machines and mobile phone masts and neon signs and lampposts, doorbells and security systems and what you become aware of is just how much our bodies are flooded with the sounds of these electrostatic and communication fields. Even in this glacial environment, when there's very little sounds coming from the street or voices, there's a whole other world of sound that goes on that we're just not used to hearing. And it has its own life, its own beat. It reminded me a bit of a tidal wave of sound, like a sonic tsunami, hitting my headphones as I walk past all of these machines. It's easy to forget that Temple Bar has its own ecosystem. It has the Liffey. It has a very urban environment. It has the subterranean world in the sewers below. All these micro ecosystems that all contribute to our world of sounds that we never get a chance to listen to. You become very aware of all the different types of gulls that surround us, black-back gulls and black-headed gulls, common gulls, which are calling and soaring around Temple Bar day and night. There's also sounds of ravens. At times I've heard chattering peregrine falcons who send shockwaves to the pigeons below in the square. The sounds of the sewer rats. I love crossing the Halfpenny Bridge. It has this wonderful internal sounds as people cross over it. If we listen with special microphones, we can hear all the grunts and groans and cracks and creaks. The Liffey is full of life and sounds, again, that we never hear. With a special underwater microphone called a hydrophone, I listen under the water to see what kind of sounds I can hear. The first thing I hear is the engine of a huge barge, which is moving from O'Connell Bridge up the Liffey. And underwater you can hear the gears and the engine grinding. If we go to the very bottom of the Liffey, down into the silty depths, in the murky undergrowths, somewhere between light and darkness, we start to hear all of the invertebrates that live in the bottom. All sorts of creatures such as water beetles and water scorpions. And this is a sound that we very rarely hear. The songs of these creatures are registering their acoustic presence to the world. They're saying, "Hey, we're here as well." As I cross the bridge, I listen back as the ice and snow starts to melt and as the seasons change, and I can just make out the sounds of Temple Bar as the village comes back to life again and normality returns.
The Hidden Sounds of Temple Bar by Tom Lawrence, DCU lecturer and wildlife audio recordist. That piece was commissioned by the Maiden Temple Bar Festival. It'll be played at one of the live listening events being run in association with the RTE Radio 1 Documentary Hour. The listening sessions will take place in the Landmark Trust Building during the festival, which runs from mid-July. You can book on the festival website. The events are called Lights Out Listening because you'll be sitting in semi-darkness listening to Radio 1 documentaries. You can book by phone, in the phone book under Temple Bar Cultural Trust, or online. There'll be a link to the Made in Temple Bar Festival on the documentary on one site. Click on the tab for the curious ear.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.